Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 14. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Light changes everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It was 1 a.m., and the house was pitch black. A sound woke the man who was sleeping, and now he was checking the doors to make sure the family was safe. When he walked by the front door, there was an odd ticking sound, as if something was tapping on the floor. The flip of the light switch revealed dozens of bugs falling to the floor. Ew! Disgusting. So what did the man do? Did he turn off the light and go back to bed? No! He noticed that the light drove the bugs back outside. Why do bugs like to come out when it is dark? They can hide. Why do crimes and bad things often happen at night? People feel that the darkness can hide their sins. People and bugs might be able to hide in the darkness, but no one has ever been able to hide their sin from God. God doesn't only see the sinful things we do, but He sees the darkness that lives in every heart, including yours. Your heart and mind were so darkened with sin that you couldn't see Jesus as your Savior. What did God do? Did He ignore the problem of sin and go back to bed? No. The Father turned on the light by sending His one and only Son, who is the light of the world. Through your baptism, the Holy Spirit shined Jesus' forgiveness into your heart, which promises that you are no longer in darkness, but you are children of light. Jesus doesn't look at you and say, "Ew." Jesus looks at you and says, "You are mine. You are the one that I have saved. You are my light in this dark world." So, now, what will you do? Will you go back to bed and ignore God's powerful light in your life? No. Keep God's light on in your life by listening to Him so that you will always see Jesus' love for you. Listen to God's word so that you can learn what pleases God and understand what God says is a sin. Shine for Jesus by letting your inward faith be seen through your outward actions. Turn the light on for others by telling them how Jesus has forgiven you. Shine brightly as a child of light. We give thanks in prayer. Dear Holy Spirit, thank you for the gift of faith that holds on to the promise that the darkness of sin has been forgiven. Give all your people the desire to live in the light of your word. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.